welcome again to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
We're so weekly right now.
Yes, we are totally, totally weekly. It's not even like a joke. I am Garth Nelson, one of your hosts.
I'm Jen Barr.
She's the other host.
Yeah.
Yes, hostess with the mostess. and this is our chance to talk about Mahjong, even despite the fact that there's like no Mahjong going on these days. Well, there is Mahjong going on these days, just that we happen not to be involved with it. This weekend saw the first half, apparently, of the Phoenix Cup, which we just learned about. This is the championship of our entire league, something you'd think we might be a little bit up on. I don't know, maybe you were up on it. I had no idea. I thought like the whole thing happened this weekend, and apparently only half of it happened this weekend.
No, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention at all.
One of our favorite peoples, Seto Kuma, is currently at the top of the leaderboard there.
Right.
Halfway through. Way to go. Good luck to him. Although, we are wishing a little bit more luck to another one of our buddies, Fujisaki.
Yeah, we like Fujisaki lots.
He hasn't won it yet, right?
I don't think so, no.
Right. So, and, you know, I think everybody else in there has won it at least once. So, it would be nice to see a little new blood at the very top of our league. And everybody loves the way Fujisaki plays, so it's, you know, like, all right, way to go. Glad to see you up there. Have you gotten to play any Mahjong recently?
Yeah, actually, I went to Shizuoka on a trip over the weekend, over a three-day weekend.
You were a guest there.
No. Excuse me. I was just going. I was just on vacation.
Holy cow. Were you playing Mahjong for fun?
Yeah, and it was so fun. Like, first I walk in, and it's just, like, four kind of older guys at a table. And I'm like, can I jump in? And they go, yeah. Because it wasn't, like, a set game. I mean, it might as well have been. Because I'm sure they all
know each other.
Know each other and play all the time. But so they didn't even explain the rules to me. They just let me jump in.
And they just assumed you knew the same rules that they did.
Yeah, well, then every once in a while they say, and remember, it's okay for you to, like, you can minogasu, so you don't have to win if your winning tile comes out.
What?
Sometimes, there's some old places where if you reach, you have to win.
Oh, right, oh, okay.
And you can't reach when you have a missed win or you're 40-10. Yeah, so,
I have noticed that, like, all the rules say that, and you're like, why do you guys all have to put that in there when it's just so obvious? But I guess there are still places where that's...
Yeah. And the place I played in New York as well, you couldn't reach with a... if you had a missed one.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, every once in a while, the manager guy would come up with some rule to make sure that I knew it. So, that was pretty funny. And so then I jumped in the game, and I played like three games, I think. And I won the first one. And, of course, I said what my score was because, you know, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
And they were surprised that I knew how to say my score. They were like, oh, wow, girls always ask us how much a hand is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they did say some stuff about me not being Japanese, but that was never an issue Mahjong-wise.
Uh-huh.
It was never like... oh, she probably doesn't know the rules or anything. They just assumed that I knew. If I came in there and I asked to play free, then I knew what I was doing kind of thing. So that was really nice, actually, I thought.
That is cool, yes. Because, you know, at a lot of places they look at you. Well, actually, all right, at this point, most places in Tokyo sort of know who we are.
You know, they had no idea who I was.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, you're out in Shizuoka a little bit out in the sticks.
Yeah.
Whereas, lately, wherever I go, I end up running to people from our league anyway. So, randomly, I just decided to go to 3-5 in Shinjuku, having forgotten that I actually had work right at that moment. So I start playing Mahjong. All right, so I walk into 3-5, and there's Takamiya. And then, like, two other people that I've knew from working at the place in Ikebukuro. It's like, man, there's no escaping it. Our little Mahjong world is a little bit too small. Huh, but you had fun playing in Shizuoka.
Oh, that was so fun. So I played three games. I got first place, second place, and then third place.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, it was good. And they were like, you know, all the three-player Mahjong players come in at about 8 p.m., so if you want to come back. You're welcome to come
back. Oh, they have three-player Mahjong that they play in Shizuoka.
Yeah,
that seems a little unusual, no?
I guess that all the people who want to play three-player Mahjong come in around 8 p.m. at that parlor,
you had to leave, so you didn't get a chance to play anything.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to play. I just played those three games, but I don't know. I think I might go back there in the summertime. If I ever go back, I'll play again. So,
speaking of three-person Mahjong, did you have a chance to play at all in the little event yesterday on Ronron?
No, I didn't. I would have loved to, but I was at the Japan Poker Tour final.
Okay. I did get a couple games in, and I basically gave up because it was a little too frustrating just getting my... just getting creamed. I mean, really, I could not do anything right. Starting with 40,000 points, the first three games I played, I got down to, I think I got under 10,000 points all three games. It was a little frustrating. And the only way I actually managed to turn it around at the very end was the guy who jumped out to a big lead ended up reaching when I got to Tenpai with a 13 orphans hand, and then he threw my winner in. Big turnaround. But then I had to go to dinner with the old girlfriend, so then I didn't get to get like four games of winning in to get a good score. A little frustrating. excuse me. Yeah, we had a little event for those of you who may... if you're on Ronron, we do have these little events from time to time. Yesterday was a three-person event.
And we're working on getting the entire... we're still working on getting the entire...
Tutorial up.
So I'm working on it a little bit at a time. It's just really hard to redo everything, because we had everything done already at once, and then they changed the whole site, so...
Changed
I'm working on it.
Thing. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sorry it's taking longer than I expected, but it's coming. It's coming along.
All right.
Yeah.
So yes, keep your eyes peeled for that. Something going on, Luna? So, I just had one hand this week that I kind of screwed up, and I was wondering what you might think of this.
Oh.
So it was the second hand of the first of the East round.
Mm-hmm.
The Dora was the eight of the Lucky Dragon was the eight of bamboos. Very early on, Katsumata had thrown the seven of bamboos, which would be the Dora indicator, mm-hmm. which I used chi 7, 8, 9, and I also had two Hatsu in my hand, which I was later able to pom. And then I got to one away from ready. I had the 1 and 2 of cracks, the 2, 3, and 6 of bamboos, and then my atama, my head, was going to be 2 wests. My thinking was that I didn't want to go for just a 2,000-point hand,
right.
if it got to that. And so if I drew the 1 of bamboos, then I would at least have the outside hand, so it would be 3 points.
Okay.
But as it turned out, I drew the 4. So then I'd like, okay, I'm gonna go for something more expensive. So I went, I dropped my two cracks. And of course, what should happen later? But Katsumata reaches, and at the end when we opened up all our hands, I ended up throwing.
No, be quiet.
I ended up throwing Mangan 8,000 points to him, and they didn't look at me so much, and I wonder if I've gotten such a reputation there for not really wanting to listen to what people say that they just didn't really want to say anything to me about whether or not what I did was good or bad. Having gone for like the more expensive hand instead of just going for the easy win,
mm-hmm.
and then also the fact that I'm
sorry again.
No problem. The one that I threw, I think I threw like Upin, the five of dots to Katsumata, and he had three Dora in his hand, so it was an 8,000 point hand. And somebody else had thrown kind of a questionable tile earlier after he had reached, and he did point out, look, from the tiles that Garth had thrown away, you should realize that when I throw away the seven, I've probably got something pretty huge in my hand, like, for example, say three Dora, which is something like, you know, that totally, you know, flew over my head. I didn't pay attention to that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking that he, you know, despite the fact that I'm obviously going for some sort of flush in the bamboos, well, then he goes ahead and throws the seven. Well, he must really be taking me lightly. No.
He just had a big hand.
He had a big hand. But what do you think? If you were in this situation, were you instead of drawing, you know, at least the one where you have a chance to, the one of bamboos, where you have a chance to get the outside hand, going for the more expensive stuff that I did, would you play it that way? Or then also, after what Casamata reaches, what do? Do you try to give up, or do you still keep trying to win the hand?
Yeah, I think I'd actually probably take the ready hand there.
Uh-huh.
You might draw the one later, the one of Bams later.
That's a good point.
And if you are just really wanting a better weight, I mean, you might draw another two or something. Like a two of cracks.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be waiting for West and the two of cracks. Or I think, yeah, if somebody else is really close, I think you should just take your ready hand there. If the six, if you think that six will fly, it'll be okay. And then, I mean, if you have to fold in the end, you have your two West tiles.
Yeah, that's probably, I'm thinking after you know, after we open up the hands and Casamata pointed out that he threw the seven to me, obviously, you know, looking like I'd already thrown away a lot of middle tiles in the other suits.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fairly obvious that that's probably where I was going, and the Dorda was the eight of bamboos. So I should have probably guessed that he must have a pretty good hand, or else he would not throw into me. And
right.
I've played with him enough that I should know he doesn't take anybody lightly. even as, you know, as much of a better player than he is than I, you know, when he throws something to you that is obviously a little bit dangerous, he's got a reason for it.
Yeah, and he's really good too.
Yeah, I have been, at the study group lately. His play has really, really impressed me a lot. Just, you know, consistently for the last couple months. Like, wow, that guy really knows his mahjong, and he talks about it well too. Like he just says exactly what, you know, because of this here and this here and this here, you should have seen this and you should have understood that this was going on. It's like, well, okay. he does seem to understand it at a pretty deep level.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, you got to take the ready hand there.
Yeah, and I think people have kind of said stuff like that too. I mean, once you start chiing and poning for stuff, you kind of lose the luxury of trying to wait around for a more expensive hand, and you kind of have to just go for the whatever
comes.
Yeah,
but you don't think about, like, oh, well, I might draw the one later anyway.
Yeah, I guess I should have been able to think that. Although, you know, I'm also thinking, okay, if I throw the two or one, I might draw, I might draw the five of bamboos, or even, you know, or a seven, and then I have a open-ended weight in the bamboos, and I have mangon.
That is true. If it's really early, I'd definitely throw the one and two of cracks.
It was still relatively early, because the rest of the... So
but I'm talking the first six discards.
Okay, it wasn't that early, yes.
I mean, you don't have any other bamboos in your discard.
No bamboos yet.
I don't know, I think, yeah, if I was going to go for the half flush there, I would have had the one and two of cracks gone already.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah, that's... that's my opinion. My humble opinion.
Yes, well, that started me down the road to lose... what did I do? I think I managed to lose 40 and maybe 45 points in the two games that I played at Sparta last week, which were my...
But so you're playing again.
Yes, those were my re-inaugurations. That was my re-inauguration of playing at Sparta, and I lose more miserably than I think I have in probably a good 4 or 5 years. But I did manage to not totally lose my cool, so I guess that's step in one, sort of the right direction.
Yeah, so you're back reinstated. So you took the whole 3 months off?
Well, no, I was not expecting to actually be able to play.
Oh, you're just gonna show up and show that you had interest, at least.
Yeah, it was just because they did point out when they asked me if I was, you know, they said, okay, you're just watching. Are you gonna come and just watch? Like, no, I don't think I'm gonna do that. They're like, well, okay, then we probably won't ask you to come anymore. Oh, so I had to sort of come and feign interest. So I think I sort of paced myself because there were. You know, there was the New Year's party, then there was the end of the year party, And then there were a bunch of weeks off in there, so that it ended up being a pretty easy 3 months to feign interest watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm planning on going twice this month, actually.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Yes, and definitely hope to be missing the week where we end up looking at all the draws and then putting them up on the TV afterwards.
Oh my God, no! Are they doing that this week?
I don't know. You like?
I'm not going this week.
Though. Yeah, usually. They're off this week, I think.
Oh, because it's Valentine's Day.
They're taking Valentine's Day.
Yeah, why would anybody like?
Play model Valentine's Day. How unromantic can you be, apparently? Yeah, for some reason, no Mahjong on Valentine's Day. So yeah, I don't know what's going on with the whole schedule there. Do you know when the North Kanto League starts? I am itching for a little Mahjong to start.
It should be in March, but we haven't gotten the notice yet.
There has been precious little Mahjong to play lately. At least for me.
Yeah, we have February and March off, so why don't you go play at parlors more?
I have been doing that.
Have you been doing?
I've been doing pretty well at Musashi Koyama Sakai. I'm a little bit surprised how well I do there, except for when Sumide Fuji is there. I don't understand why I don't actually necessarily lose to her, but I absolutely cannot win a game when she's at the same table. It's really shocking. And then I was bringing up how, there's something about the way you play. I cannot win a game. She's like, what do you mean you can't win a game? I'm still totally traumatized from that game in Special League where, sixth draw of the hand I reached and she ended up throwing the six of cracks to me, which was also, that was also simples and three colored runs. And Pingfu, or and Peace and Dora, so it was an 18,000 point hand because I was dealer. She's like, I'm still traumatized because of that six of cracks. And that did actually that knocked her out of the special league. She already had kind of like a big minus day the day before, and then the second session she's like, out, totally busted.
I had a job with her last month actually in Shizuoka.
She seems like a pretty strong player, no?
Yeah, she did the best in the tournament we played.
Oh, yeah.
And then we played some, like, free games after that. Oh. And the free games, Katayama and I won, and her and Yurika lost. But she did really well in the tournament. I think she got 8th or something in the tournament.
Katayama was there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There was the 4 of us.
That's...
Yeah.
It's a pretty big group of pros.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
How many people were in the tournament?
32 or 40 or 36 or something. Between 32 and 40.
Keep saying this, but man, it would be fun to put some more tournaments together.
Yeah, do it.
It's something that this town needs. It's more Mahjong tournaments.
Well, do it, and we'll help you, but you can't just say that and then let other people do it. ReachMahjong.com is behind you.
I keep thinking that if I keep saying it, somebody else will do it.
Well, that's not the magic, I'm not going to do
it's
it.
It's not the magic trick.
It might be, but I'm too busy, so... And this week's a little bit short, but we are on spring vacation.
Yes, so there's just not that much Mahjong. Well, there's not that much official Mahjong that we get to participate in, so...
And I've taken the month off of working in parlors, too, so hopefully I'll be back in the game next month.
Do you have
literally back in the game.
Do you have any events coming up?
Nope.
Nothing going on. Huh. Well, alright, I guess there's Ronron. If you have a chance to get on Ronron, we do appear there occasionally, especially on the weekends, because that's usually when the big events are. And otherwise, you can find us on Twitter. I'm Garth, EGARTHE, on Twitter.
And I'm Mahjong Jen, MahjongJen.
I forgot, I actually have 3 E's.
Yeah, you have 3 E's on Twitter. And we have Reach Mahjong has a Twitter, too, that is never updated, so be sure to follow that. And look at the updates on the website, because we are doing updates as regularly as possible.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I need to get back on the forums myself. Got in for, like, one and then didn't get back in again. But yes, we love to hear from you, and we aim to have more Mahjong to talk about in the coming weeks. It's got to be something to do. Thanks again for listening. Drop us a line if you have a chance. And see you again next week.
See ya.